At the end of Parshas Vayera is related one of the most striking stories ever to occur in human history, the Akedah, the binding of Yitzchak by his father Avram. Avram eagerly carried out God's instructions to slaughter and sacrifice his firstborn son Yitzchak, and after almost doing so and being stopped just before the slaughter took place, Avram is told by God, "Ato yodaiti." God says, "Now I know, ki yirei Elokim ata, that you are a God-fearing person." The statement seems a little bit curious. After all, the Akedah, this binding, was the tenth of 10 severe nisyanis, or tests, that Avram was put to, beginning with being thrown into the furnace at Ur Kasdim as a result of his unwillingness to worship idols. And after having gone through all of these tests, the tenth test, then Avram is told that now I know that you are a God-fearing person. And before that, we didn't know he was a God-fearing person. After all of the service of God Avram had done in his lifetime, it wasn't yet revealed he was God-fearing. However, close examination of this phrase will show that it's very precisely said. Does not say that now I know that you are a holy person or a devoted person. It says that he is Yirei Elokim, a God-fearing person. This specifically points out the idea that Avram had now attained in a revealed way the specific advantage of fear of God. Everyone is born with certain natural inborn characteristics, some of them good and some of them bad. Even when one's born characteristics are extremely good, however, the person is not completely considered a servant of God until he goes beyond his natural born limitations. One person might be born with an aspect of love revealed in his heart, but until he acquires also the aspect of fear, he is not yet considered to be complete. This is perhaps illustrated by a story in the Talmud that Rabbi Yosef ben Kisma was speaking with Rav Chanina ben Tradyan. And Rav Chanina ben Tradyan asked, "Do you think that I merit a share in the world to come?" Now this question seems a little unusual. Rav Chanina was known for his tremendous self-sacrifice in Torah study, learning himself and teaching others as well, in spite of the fact that he was risking his life by defying the decree of the non-Jewish nations against learning Torah. As we find in the end of that story in the Talmud, that actually he was burned alive for having defied their decree and teaching Torah. Nevertheless, he asked Reb Yossi, "Do I have a share in the world to come?" The answer of Yossi is even more puzzling. He says, "Is there some act that you did? Was there ever an actual deed that you performed that could prove that you have a portion in the world to come?" And Rabbi Chanina answered, "Well, yes, one time I mixed up the money that I set aside to buy food for Purim, I mixed it up with some charity funds. And instead of repaying my portion from the charity, I gave it all to poor people." And Rabbi Yossi answered him, "If so, certainly you get a share in the world to come." This story is also puzzling. When Rabbi Chanina risked his life to study Torah himself and teach others, we didn't know he had a portion of the world to come. However, after he gave so generously of his money to charity, then we know he has a share in the world to come. What didn't we know before that now we do know? However, the explanation is that previously Rabbi Chanina suspected that perhaps his own service of God, even though it involved tremendous self-sacrifice, was based on his nature. Perhaps he was born with a natural desire to study, to learn and acquire knowledge, and share that knowledge with others. He perhaps thought that he could merely concentrate on imparting knowledge and the whole idea of acquiring knowledge, but not on the idea of charitable acts of good deeds. And this is what Rabbi Yossi asked him. Is there anything you ever did which shows that you are going beyond your nature? And when he answered with the story of giving money to charity, then Rabbi Yossi answered, certainly you have a share in the world to come, because you are not merely serving God according to your fine inborn nature. You are going beyond that. You are conquering your nature, transforming your nature, and serving God in every way possible, not only in the category of study, but in the category of charity as well. And this is also what Avram proved at the Akedah. Beforehand, Avram was known for his great love of God and his great love for the creatures, as he was famous for his hospitality and his charitable acts and revealing knowledge of God in the world and teaching people and helping them. However, this all involves the characteristic of love, and perhaps this was merely Avram working according to his natural characteristics, being born as a Ish Chesed, a kind person, full of love. Perhaps he acted in such a way. When it came the Akedah, and in order to serve God, he was required to do a cruel act, and a supremely cruel act, killing a human being, and even more so his only son. And he was nevertheless willing to do so in order to carry out God's command. This shows that he served God in every way possible, even transcending his nature. And this then is the meaning of the statement that now I know you are a God-fearing person. Before the Akedah, Avram had proved only that he was capable of serving God through love. And as a result of the binding of Yitzchak, he proved that even in the area of fear, he could also be a servant of God.